理课堂听 class.com。
Ferdinand, how about working late tonight?
A. You always get up early. B. I can't. I have plans. C. I'll go later. Thirty-eight. Didn't you remind her about her appointment?
A. I did, but she forgot. B. She left an hour ago. C. It's on the corner. 39. Do you want pepper on your salad?
A.My salary is high. B. The salad is served before the soup. C. Yes, thank you. 40. Do you take the bus?
A. Only 75 cents. B. No, the subway. C.I can't find a parking space. 41. Are you going out for lunch?
A. They are predicting rain. B. Only long enough to get a sandwich. No, a bunch of grapes.42. When do you open on days?
A. Not until 1 o'clock. B. Be sure to close it tightly. C. I opened the present this morning. 43. Do you know if the order was placed?
A. Yes, I placed it myself. B. He's always losing things. C. I'll have the chicken. 44. Whose notebook is this?
A. The musicians read sheet music. B.I can't read my handwriting. C. It looks like mine. 45. Can I have her return your call?
A. She will be back on Wednesday. B. No, I won't be near a phone.C. Yes, I'd like a refund. 46. Where will you go on your vacation?
A. We don't have any vacancies. B. He's leaving next week. C. I'm going to the beach.47. Can I help you with that report?
A. That broadcast has the best reporters. B. Thanks, but I've just finished it. C. I'm too busy right now. 48. The new ship will have more deck space, won't it?
A. Yes, that should attract more passengers. B. No, I can't race. C. We need to redecorate. 49. Are the new cabin assignments posted yet?
A. Thanks, I already have a cab. B. Yes, they're posting them right now. C. The fence needs to be repaired. D. How much is the full fare?
A. It lasts until 5. B. $500 each way. C. It's already empty.
Part 3. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear 30 short conversations between two people. The conversations will not be printed in your test book. You will hear the conversations only once, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say. In your test book, you will read a question about each conversation. The question will be followed by 4 answers. You are to choose the best answer to each question and mark it on your answer sheet.
Number 51. What's wrong?
I can't find my notes from the meeting.
I've got mine. I'll make a copy for you. Number 52. May I help you?
I need a birthday present for my brother.
Does he play sports? We have a good selection of exercise wear. Number 53.
It's so hot in this room, I can't concentrate.
The air conditioner broke this morning.
Again? We should buy a new one.
Number 54.
Why are you so late?
It's the road construction. It slows down traffic.
It's annoying now, but we'll enjoy the new road when it's finished.
Number 55. I'd like to reserve a room for the 3rd.
Certainly. A double room or a single?
A double, please. There will be 2 of us. Number 56.
How far away is the courthouse?
Not far. It's just by the police station.
I know where that is. It's close enough to walk.
Number 57. I'm ready for some dinner.
Me too. Where would you like to eat?
Let's go to that seafood place you like. Number 58. The paper jams in this copier.
The problem is your paper. The sheets are too thin to go through the rollers.
I'll try this thicker paper then. Number 59. Now I've spilled coffee all over my jacket.
It will probably come out if you get it to the cleaners right away.
I hope so. I don't want to buy another one. Number 60.
I'm going to the bookstore to buy some books to read on the trip.
Why don't you check some out of the library? It'll be cheaper.
I'm always afraid I'll lose library books when I travel.
Number 61.
It's raining again.
Oh no. And I'd planned a camping trip this weekend.
I would cancel it if I were you. Even if the rain stops, the ground will be soaking wet.
Number 62. There's no more space in this closet.
No wonder. It's full of clothes.
I know, but I'm afraid I'll need something if I throw them out. Number 63. You're seeing that movie again? But I saw it with you last year.
I see it every year when it plays. It's a classic.
Even so, it seems like it would get boring after a while. Number 64. Here's a sofa that's in your price range.
The size is right, and I like the shape. But the fabric won't match my living room.
That's no problem. You can choose any fabric you want from our upholstery catalog. Number 65. Excuse me, this fork appears to be dirty.
I'm so sorry, sir. Here is a new set of silverware.
Thank you. I'm ready to order now. Number 66. The client needs this document right away. I'll call the messenger service.
Why don't we just fax it?
The messenger service is actually less expensive when the document is as long as this one. Number 67. The job description called for twice as much work at the same salary I'm making now.
So I guess that means you aren't taking the job.
No one will take it unless they offer a higher salary. Number 68.
That new employee in the mailroom is very helpful.
Didn't you know? That's the owner's daughter. She's here to learn the business.
I guess the owner believes in starting at the bottom.
Number 69. I'd like to make an appointment.
Of course. Are you having trouble with your filling?
No trouble. I just have my teeth cleaned every 6 months. Number 70. That's the most boring seminar I've been to in a long time.
Well, it wasn't the regular speaker. She got sick at the last minute.
I'm surprised they didn't have a better substitute. Number 71.
We have to get this out by Wednesday, or the entire project will be delayed.
I can't do it unless I have more help.
Hire as many temporary workers as you need. This has to get done.
Number 72. Did you hear that Miss Green's surgery went well?
Yes. We should send her a card and some flowers.
Let's order balloons instead. She's allergic to flowers. Number 73. The subway train is late again.
The trains are often late during tourist season. The tourists are slow getting on and off at the stops.
Then they ought to wait until after rush hour to take the trains. Number 74. There's a message on your desk from Mr. Gomez.
Oh, good. I'll call him before the meeting.
Wait. The message was to tell you that he is away today and tomorrow. Number 75. I can't wait for that new restaurant to open.
Yes, we will finally have a place with good food nearby.
I'm tired of having the same old thing at the sandwich shop every day. Number 76.
I've got my suggestion all ready for the meeting.
You should let the moderator know you'll have something important to say.
You're right. That way, he'll be sure to allow time for me.
Number 77. Will you be at the reception tonight?
Yes, but I can't stay late. I'm leaving at 6 in the morning for Toronto.
That's okay. It won't last long anyway. Number 78. Our order for office supplies is late again.
It's the third time. I say we do business with someone else.
I agree. Draw up a list of other suppliers and we'll try someone new. Number 79.
Our cost analysis shows we're spending too much on mailing and postage.
Does the analysis show why?
Yes. No one sends anything by regular mail anymore. They always use the expensive overnight service.
Number 80. Could you take this list to the purser's office for me? I've got to set up the stage for the concert tonight.
I'll be glad to. I've got some tickets to take there anyway.
Thanks. Now I can get things ready ahead of time.
Part 4. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short talks. Each will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand and remember what is said. In your test book, you will read two or more questions about each short talk. The questions will be followed by four answers. You are to choose the best answer to each question and mark it on your answer sheet.
Questions 81 and 82 refer to the following notice. For your safety, please exercise caution when using the moving sidewalk. Please stand to the right and hold on to the handrails. Place your luggage in front of you so it will not obstruct the sidewalk. If you prefer to walk, please use the left-hand side. Do not run, and be careful when stepping off the sidewalk.
Questions 83 and 84 refer to the following announcement. Welcome to the seminar. Before we begin our presentations, let me say that we welcome questions from the audience. But in the interest of time, we ask that you hold your questions until all speakers have finished their presentations. Then, please step to the microphone in the center of the room so that everyone may hear your question.
Questions 85 and 86 refer to the following advertisement. This set of everyday cookware is the most convenient thing in your kitchen. Mix your ingredients in the dish and put it directly into the oven. Our cookware is made to withstand even the hottest oven temperatures. When your food is done, take the dish out of the oven and put it on the table. Our cookware is so pretty, you can serve directly from it. Even leftovers are not a problem. Just snap out our convenient plastic lids and refrigerate in the dish for later use. Freezing is not recommended.
Questions 87 through 89 refer to the following talk. Construction crews are getting ready to start improvement on River Parkway into the city. Because this road is a vital artery into the business district, a series of construction crews will work around the clock for the next 4 weeks to finish the repairs as quickly as possible. One lane each way will be kept open during the morning and evening rush hours, but motorists are advised to find alternate routes into the city for the next month.
Questions 90 through 92 refer to the following announcement. One of the most charming houses to visit while in town is Madison House on Broad Street in the old downtown district. Built in 1780, it is not as large as the newer houses on the tour. But Madison House is far more valuable historically for the care and detail that went into building it. Everything in the house, from the woodwork to the custom furniture, represents the highest quality available at that time. Be sure to notice the intricate carved ceilings throughout the house, specially designed for the house and carved by an unknown artisan.
Questions 93 and 94 refer to the following weather report. We can expect another unseasonably warm weekend. Usually the beginning of November feels as if it is already winter, but not this weekend. We can look forward to sunny skies both Saturday and Sunday, with the temperature at a very comfortable 70 degrees. It will get chilly after the sun goes down, though, so be sure to carry a light jacket if you plan to be out after dark.
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement. Your attention, please. We invite our Vista Rail passengers to relax with a gourmet meal while enjoying the beautiful countryside from our observation windows. The first seating for dinner will begin at 6 o'clock. If you have tickets for the first seating, you may take your place in the dining car at that time. Those passengers who hold tickets for the second seating will be served in the dining car at 8:30. There will be an announcement for the second seating at that time.
Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following report. Most retailers of electronic goods concentrate on price and count on bringing customers into their stores by advertising the lowest prices. But our survey shows that potential buyers have some surprising preferences about how they shop. They acknowledge that price is important, but say it is not the determining factor in their purchases. Equally important is the quality of service they can expect from the store if something goes wrong with their purchase. Consumers also say they appreciate a knowledgeable sales staff who keeps up with the rapid advances in technology.
This is the end of the listening comprehension portion of the test.